been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, welcome everybody to a brand new edition of The Call, where we talk everything and anything Baltimore Ravens. It's good to have my buddy Brandon. Hey Brandon, you're feeling under the weather today, aren't you?
You know what, man? I'm not feeling the greatest, as you can tell. Got a little head cold or whatever, but hey, we're here talking about the Ravens. You're taking the reins for this one, buddy.
Yes,
but
sir.
But it's good to be here talking about the Ravens.
I'm good, man. You know it is. Again, I really hate to hear you under weather, but get better soon. You know, I know the season's upon us, man. This week. It's a couple days away, my friend.
I know. Perfect. Not even a day perfect away. Time to not be able to talk, right?
Are you actually going to the game?
You know what? I really want to, but we'll see what happens. I do have a couple tickets, depending on how I feel. I might be able to head down, but right now it's not looking too hot.
Not looking too hot, man. Well, we'll miss you, because I will be there. And I don't know if I covered this on the last show, and forgive me if I did, but I think this is kind of unique that I won't really be seeing the team intros until opening day, so it's kind of unique for me. I really, really can't wait to get down there. I'm excited. I mean, it's like Christmas Eve right now, man. I can't wait to just leave work tomorrow and be down at the stadium. I'm very, very excited. But with that being said, here it is, preseason week number one. We've gotten a little bit out of training camp, and we're moving into the good portion of the off season and into the preseason now. So with that being said, we got the Saints on dock. We definitely want to look into really. Again, like you were mentioning before pre-show, is right now there's really no roster cuts. Everybody's really making a team right now. Brandon, who do you kind of want to see shining on Thursday night?
Well, like as we've been talking about the last couple episodes, I mean, the big story really is, you know, wide receiver and what's going to happen there. Of course, we're not going to talk about, like, oh, who's going to start this game, who's going to do that, because I feel as if everybody on this team is going to get, you know, at least a couple plays here. So
right.
Really, it's going to be about who shines. Personally, what I think is going to happen is we're going to see Steve Smith, and we'll talk about him a little bit later about his retirement.
Oh, yeah.
He'll play, you know, the first part of the game. We'll see him, what he does. I especially want to see Kamar Aiken show that he has improved since last year. I've heard he's had a great training camp so far. What I think is going to happen, though, is that Marlon Brown, who everybody knows I'm a big fan of, I think we're going to see him move out of that wide receiver race and possibly move into the tight end race. I think he's going to show that he can be a good tight end. Of course, with Dennis Pitta being on the PUP list, not being able to play,
absolutely,
there's a big gap there. And Marlon Brown, I think, is going to take that spot, and I think he's going to be a tight end. But we also have guys, you know, like Crockett Gilmore that are going to show off a little bit. I expect to see really good things from him in tight end. I mean, this is definitely not going to be like a walk in the park for Marlon Brown to get this spot. He's going to have some people that are going to be wanting that spot as well. But I want to see him move from wide receiver to the tight end position and show that he can work there very well.
Really, you think he's going to move? That's your opinion. You think he's going to move there? I mean, that's.
I think he can excel there with an already crowded wide receiver docket here. I can see with there being a little bit of a gap for the tight end position, he could really shine there.
That's a pretty interesting. My favorite takes to look into is the secondary, especially Kendrick Lewis and Kyle Arrington, two newest additions. I mean, like I said, Lewis has been, and we're not talking Ray here, obviously, but Lewis has been a leader in the secondary. I'm looking to Kyle Arrington step up, addition from the Ravens. I really think with our secondary, and I've already heard Jimmy Smith has given Flacco problems in camp. I'm telling you, we were a healthy Jimmy Smith away from the Super Bowl last year, and I think the secondary was the missing piece. We got that far with the receivers we did, no disrespect to the players who got us there last year, but with the new crop of receivers and the rookies, I think we'll get there. And another thing that I want to look at is pretty much the production from the rookie depth chart. and seeing how they can step up and fill the holes, because, you know, with Brent Irvin being out, we need Za'Darius Smith to step up. We just need these guys to just get in those roles. And again, you don't want to put the pressure on these guys, but we need these guys to play quickly, play up to speed very quickly, and get acclimated to the playbook and say, hey, we need you guys. We need you on the final 53. Can you guys perform? And, you know, apart from the injuries, I think Breshad Perryman obviously is going to an early favorite there. I really can't wait to see what he's going to be all about. So, again, you know, preseason week one, our main goal is to get out of the game, you know, injury-free. You know, we want to see the first team go down, score a touchdown. They did it last year. I think the first, I think it was, I really vaguely can't remember. I thought it was Steve Smith was heavily involved in the first preseason drive when he got acquired last few seasons. So I think I really can't wait to see how it all unfolds. But that's my main goal. My main focus is obviously the first team's probably going to get a drive. Maybe not even that. So you're going to see the pieces come together pretty quickly. And you're going to see the backups. Primarily, Shab's going to be playing most of the game. So you're going to get used to it. You know, again, you don't count these wins and losses, so you might see picks, you might see a little, but that's expected. But what's expected out of this game, Brandon, is we have to really take a good raven eye look, as you say, and really look at these players and go, who's really going to step up and make the final cuts here? Because with injuries, it's next man up, and we want to take the best 53 men in battle with us every week for the next 17 weeks after the preseason. So it's going to be a grind, but I really can't wait to get after it. I really can't wait to see how fresh they look. It's interesting to see what the Ravens have game plan wise and how long who's playing. And Harbaugh's always asked that. We really don't know till the week of or even the night of. Pretty much Harbaugh's just going to – it's kind of feel. You know, you're going to leave the secondary out there. But I'm definitely looking forward to the rookies, and I'm definitely looking forward to the secondary, seeing how they can perform. And it's going to be interesting. I really can't wait to see how it unfolds under the lights tomorrow night.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about the secondary. We talked about it last week about how Lardarius mm-hmm. Webb missed the first day of practice due to a conditioning test. Second day of practice, he was fine. This past Monday, he left practice early with he kind of irritated his hamstring. But again, yesterday he was back on the practice field. He was fine. You're saying take the best 53 men and you know make sure that they're on this team for the regular season. Is it right for people like me or fans out there to worry about Lardarius Webb at this point? Because, I mean, he has had a lot of injuries in the past. He's been out. I mean, he started last season not being able to play. He missed, you know, the Super Bowl year halfway through. Right. Can he play a full season? And is it right for fans to be worried about him at this point? Because, I mean, he scared people the first day, the fact that he didn't pass his conditioning test. I wasn't really worried about it, but now to have a hamstring injury, or not even an injury, just like an irritation, is it okay for fans to worry at this point that Lardarius Webb might not be the greatest player to have because he's so injury prone?
Worried is a strong word. I would not really go that far. I mean, you want to be concerned is the word I would use. You definitely want the concerns to be there, especially with the health and not passing a physical test the first time. It happens. But with that being, you don't want to read too much into that. I think let's see him play. Let's see him perform and see what he can bring to the table. And I think with that, you're really going to see what he can bring as far as, you know, is he 100% healthy? Is he ready to rock? From what I hear, it's not been a good go so far. I hear rookie Darren Waller has been giving him fits. He beat him a few times. Mm-hmm. So even with that being said, you know, you have to wonder, is Lardarius up to speed and up to par with this, or do you need to let somebody younger and fresher get in there and really help this team succeed? And I really hate to have this kind of discussion right now, but it's the reality of the situation. So I think with Lardarius's health, and if he doesn't play at the speed, it could spell doom for him. And I really hate to say that because I was always been a fan of Lardarius, but again, it happens. It's nature of the beast, and it's kind of the way the league is. You know, it's any job. You know, if you're not up to speed up to par, you're going to find someone new and better to place you. And given the fact that with the Ravens mantra, it's always next man up. So you're just really gonna have to really take this with a grain of salt until there's really good actual playing time, because training camp and mini camps, you can kind of get a feel for it, but it's our players versus, you know, other our own players. So I think under the lights again, the Saints will give us a lot of good details on where we stand with these players, especially Darius.
Yeah, so let's talk about a potential opening on this roster of punt returner. That's got to be a big conversation, a big opening right now, because Jacoby Jones, you know, he's now in San Diego with the Chargers, and he was our guy for the longest time. Didn't have the greatest season last year as a punt returner. I think he lost a few.
No, yeah.
You know, kind of kept a couple fans frustrated. But are there any names, any rookies, or even any veterans that you think could potentially become the punt returner, maybe for this game? Is there anybody that the fans should be watching for?
And that's a great question. I've been actually trying to figure this. I've been asked this a lot. It seems like the question. Who's actually going to be returning punts and kick calls? Because Jacoby's gone, and that was his main. I think from the depth chart and looking at the depth chart, it could be unsung. It could be Michael Campanaro. I could see that happening. I could see a number of guys back there. I don't see anybody big and physical. I see one of these guys, and I think really the first name that comes to mind for me is Michael Campanaro, in my opinion. I mean, I really can't wait to see who's going to be doing the duties on Thursday, but right now I can only think of Michael Campanaro, especially if the receiving core is very deep. I can see a spot for him there.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens with this postseason, or this preseason game. All right, when you're talking about postseason, the preseason game, you know, so that's one of the cool spots about preseason. One of the great things is that we might see Campanaro, and he might be really great, but he might get pushed aside for somebody else just to see what they bring, you know. So it'll be interesting to see who takes the punt returns, who plays in these specific positions. One more name I want to bring up, Max Williams. Of course, there was a big spotlight on him after he was drafted. He's had a pretty quiet training camp. You haven't really heard a lot about him coming out of training camp. So he's one of the guys I want to say I'm looking forward to seeing in this preseason game, because I've heard he's had some struggles going from college to the professional NFL. So do you see him getting a little bit of play in this preseason game? And do you expect him to do all right?
I expect a lot of play, being he's a rookie, and I really expect him to do well. I've really been high on him. We drafted him for that particular reason. We even took them from preventing Pittsburgh from drafting him so we can get that. So, yeah, I mean, again, you know, he's had some good showings. He's had some bad showings, but all in all, it's going to come together. I think right now we just need to calm down and really, I mean, you know how it is. People are always going to find something new to react with, and you know, oh, somebody's got the drops, he's in camp, or they're probably not going to make teammate. Calm down. I mean, I'm really looking for Max Williams to do a solid showing for us, and I think he's going to need a lot more playing time than we anticipate, because the rookie status and the fact that our tight end position is thin anyway, with Pitta being out there, and right now our Crockett Gilmore right now is probably number one tight end right now on the team, and with Owen Daniels leaving, so I don't think Crockett Gilmore is going to get a lot of playing time in my opinion. So I think Max Williams by fault is going to get that playing time. He's going to get a lot of it, and what sucks in a way, because you have Max Williams out there, but then you're going to have Matt Schaub throwing to him. So it's kind of like, that's why I can't really wait to get into weeks two and weeks three of the preseason, when these players really play. And we already know how that goes, where game two they play a little bit more, maybe play more into the second quarter. Sometimes they'll have time. Third preseason game, they play most, if not all, the first half. Then they play some into the third quarter, because it's more like the dress rehearsal, quote unquote, for the regular season. Because in week four, the preseason starters rather play, if not at all. So they treat it like week one, pretty much. So it's kind of like that bye week for the regular season, get these guys rested and ready to go. So I think Max Williams is going to have a strong showing. And I'm a believer right now until he says otherwise. I mean, yeah, he's had a few minor mistakes, but again, rookies are known to, unless they're a total freak athlete and they're just NFL ready and they're grasping it. But a lot of rookies out there, they do struggle at first getting there with the playbook, with no plays in the speed of the NFL, because it is a bigger, faster, more physical game than college. So I think Max will fit right in. He fits the Ravens' mantra, play like a Raven. I've seen his highlight reels, so I'm not really too concerned there. So I'm definitely excited. I'm excited all around for seeing Max.
Yeah, so you brought up the fact that, you know, in week four, it's basically all rookies. It's all guys that potentially will not make the team playing, but there's usually one veteran that plays in week four. I want to put it out there right now. I got to believe it's Steve Smith who's going to be that one veteran that's going to play this year, because as he mentioned earlier this week, after this season, Steve Smith will be retiring. For a guy who's only played one season with the Ravens, I feel as if he's had such a huge impact on this team. He came in with a chip on his shoulder. He was let go by the Panthers, and he wasn't ready to hang it up. And he was like, look, I'm an old man. You're telling me I can't play. Look what I can do. That's exactly the type of person that fits in perfectly with the Ravens. For him to only be here, I mean, this is his second season, and I feel like this is going to be a huge loss for the Ravens, and he's only been here 2 years. What does it mean for the Ravens to you, given the fact that Steve Smith has come in, he's made an impact, and he's going to be retiring this year? I think this is gonna be a fun season to watch, because I feel as if he's become so important to the team already that they're going to be, you know, pushing as hard as they can for this guy.
I'd tell you right now, man, I'm sitting here listening to that, and again, it's not to the magnitude of Ray's My Last Ride, but it gets goosebumps, because I remember that when I heard Ray's chilling words, and you know, the whole, I told my team this is going to be my last ride, and he came back. He was announcing his comeback from the injury. Again, it's not to that magnitude, but it holds something, and it holds a lot, because T. Smith's a great veteran in the NFL. He's been a very great receiver for a good long period here, and it's going to culminate now to this season. This is the final season, but here's the thing. He gets it out now, so he doesn't have to answer the questions, and he was even saying that in the interviews. Everybody's always asking him, when are you going to retire? When are you going to hang it up? And a lot of receivers get asked that, and right now, it's definitive, it's official. I think we're very fortunate and very blessed. Some call it very lucky, but I think we're blessed to have him in his final season, because we always joke, and the jokes are going around now, that you know, remember what happened the last time a Raven announced their last ride or final season? We won the whole thing, and we had playoff push, and I think, you know, he had a chip on his shoulder last year. I think this year, again, you talk to Steve, he's going to be humble about it. It's kind of like, you know, I'm going to play the game, and if we win it, we win it. We don't. But I really think that this team knows, and I think with the pieces that are here, we can rally around that and use that as a focal point. And I'm not sure if Coach has it or not, but don't put it past me if Coach Harbaugh is going to put this into any pregame or postgame speeches coming up soon, to where you got number 89 over there. Let's do it for Steve, but it's not only do it for Steve, but do it for each other on the team. You know, it's, you don't want to put one guy above the rest. But it's, and like Ray said, you know, he came back and announced it because it was, they needed a spark. They need something to just, they had it, but they need something to put them over the edge. And I think with this, again, we have it. I can't wait to see it on the field and the product all being done. Well, we know this is Steve's quote unquote final ride. And again, you know, we have another NFL player that really didn't start their career here as a Raven, but they're finishing here. We had a Derek Mason do that. We had a number of Ravens come through here and came over X teams. And, you know, and I thought Bolden was going to be that too until he left for San Francisco. So really, I can't wait to see how this impacts the team. But I think emotional-wise, it's going to have us more focused. Is that Steve's going to play with that he hasn't already get part of a champion. I think it just means that you like he said, he's not a gamble man, but he's all in on this one. So I think with Steve Smith all in, it could be potent, it could be dangerous for other teams, could be potent for us, because of the weapon mentality, and you channel that to play, he's putting up 100 yards and touchdown every week. This team's going to win some good, decent amount of ball games this year. Good 10, 11, 12 wins plus if this keeps up. So definitely excited. It's unfortunate, but I think you're going to – and you've already seen it on social media, Brandon. You've seen the whole Steve Final Riot ice up. Son, and I'm actually staring at a mini helmet that I got signed by him, and on the inscription it says "I slept, son," and it's right there every time I wake up in the morning. So it's one of those things that it's just you gotta just strap up the pads and ice up, get out there, I really can't wait to get after it. So I think you're gonna really see a play with the local the local media, and I think with the local store productions and producing, Steve's Final Ride t-shirts, or if they're going to call it the Final Ride, I don't know what they're going to call it, because I know that was raised, but pretty much the fans have been jumping on board and really get behind Steve. And I've seen the social media outpouring on Twitter, wishing him good luck this year. We're going to have a Steve Smith retirement party at San Francisco Super Bowl 50. So it's definitely been fun, but it's good to talk about now and get it out of the way. Preseason's week number one, and then you know what? Let's go to work on September 13th and let's start it. You want to give this guy true, and he is a true champion, and Steve Smith deserves, and all 53 Ravens players who make the final roster and coaching staff and everybody, they deserve a ring too. But let's get one for Steve. Let's at this moment let's number 89 be the inspiration this year and say he's been an inspiration for this play with his heart, with his off the field. I met the guy. He's a very genuine guy. He's joking. He's very nice. I actually met him twice, believe it or not. So I'm very, very excited to be a part of that. So yeah, I think with the Ravens, it couldn't come at a better time. Couldn't come with a better player in Steve Smith. I've already heard that he's been getting fits in training camp, man. He's been given the secondary fits, and he's been performing. So I really can't wait to see. And I'm telling you, he could be a sleeper out there, not only for fantasy ranks, for those who play fantasy football, but look at the lead rounds there. But I think it just become a sleeper as a whole, where you have Rashard Perryman, you got Kamar Aiken, you perhaps have Marlon Brown, and you got Max Williams, got Cody Gilmore, but you don't sleep on this old guy, Steve Smith. I mean, if you're standing here, you probably jab me a little bit, but don't sleep on this guy, because he still got it, and this is it. He's leaving out on the field. He's going all in, and the tank's going to be emptied come this season, but this is it. And for anybody who goes to M&T Bank this year and season tickets, right, game or preseason game, enjoy it. Soak up what you see, because Steve Smith is a true special player to the NFL. His work, I think, is top notch, and I love the guy. I've loved him in Carolina. Every time I watch the Panthers highlights, or even got a chance to watch the Panthers game apart from the Ravens game, I just love watching him play. And I was really excited when we signed him. When I knew he was available, I knew Ozzie was going to get it done, and I'm excited that he's a Raven, and let's get after it.
Yeah, I think it's good that he announced it now, since this is his plan. He's known it for a little while. But I think it's good motivation for the team as well as him, because if you remember last year, he did have a little bit of a production drop-off after that Week 4 game against Carolina. He definitely he had something to prove to them, and he proved it, saying he wasn't as old as you guys thought or whatever. And then after Week 4, his production value went down, just a little bit. He still was a stellar receiver, but the production...
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but the production value did go down a little bit. So for him to announce this now, I think that's good motivation for the entire season, because it's going to be like, look, this is the last time you face this team or that team or whatever. So it's good for him. It's good for him. It's good for the team. I wish he didn't have to retire, but he pretty much has said it's due to the fact that he wants to spend more time with his family. His son's going off to college next year, and he wants to be able to drive his son to school. I heard him on the radio. It was really funny. Yesterday, he's like, look, Johns Hopkins right up the street is calling him about playing soccer, and I want to be able to drive him to Johns Hopkins if that's where he chooses to go. So it's a good motivator for him. It's good for him, for his family. I think this is going to be a very strong team, the Ravens in all, but it'll be good motivation for him, for them, for everybody. And best way to go out is to go out on top. So hopefully the Ravens can go all the way, and everyone's pointing at the Ravens, saying that they have the strength and everything to go all the way, and I hope they do. I really do. And it'll suck next year not having Steve Smith there, but that'll be something we'll discuss hopefully after the Super Bowl. But anything else we should talk about
apart from breaking down week one against the Saints? Keys of the game, pretty simple. I just wanted to at least get that out there. Stay healthy. Stay fit and healthy out there. Okay. Just get the game plan. Stick to the game plan. Let the players perform and evaluate thereafter. They're really special game plan here. I mean, obviously, Harbaugh always says we try to win every game out there. But, again, score don't matter. You know, we could lose by 20 points, but we could have a win in being healthy. We could have a win in how the team performed overall, like individually and as far as overall. So I think really, it comes down to wins and losses in the regular season, preseason. I mean, they always joke that, you know, teams go undefeated in the preseason and end up having a crappy regular season. Some teams go winless in the preseason just by chance, and then they end up lighting it on fire. I mean, it happens. I mean, how many times we go like 2-2 or 1-3 in the preseason? I mean, again, those records don't matter. I mean, it's good to win them all. So, you know, it's like, hey, we haven't really lost the game yet. But I think it's just more for the fans, fans' argument's sake, saying that, you know, we really haven't truly lost. But preseason's a unique animal in that aspect. So I think really, you know, just really hone into the individual positions and see, like what we talked about, kick returner, punt returner duties, how the tight ends are going to step up, how the chemistry is with Schaub, because you're going to see a lot of Matt Schaub here in Baltimore tomorrow. So it's something you got to get used to. It's something we have to get through to get to the regular season premiere here and get it the curtain raised on the regular season. So with that being said, I think we covered it to the max, my friend.
All right, very cool. To the max, I like it.
Hey, we coined that last week, thanks to you.
All right, well, if that's it, all you guys got to do, Josh, I'll let you do the majority of this stuff here. But if you want to, want to talk to us about the Ravens, if you want to get ready for game day, all you got to do is tweet to me at Brando Cash. That way, I don't have to talk, and you can just tweet to me. But Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52, as always.
All right, man. Well, tell everybody, where's the call available? Where can people check us out at? Where can people subscribe? And what do they have to do to spread the word?
Of course. It's we're always out there. Baltimore Sports Report, you always checking out iTunes with our partners, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and as well as Player.fm. We appreciate everybody and anybody checking us out all the time. I mean, we've been getting and I always rave about this every show, but we've been getting worldwide, man. Sweden, UK, all the way to California. I mean, we're everywhere, man.
Oh, yeah. It's Ravens Nation worldwide.
Ravens Nation worldwide. Well, hunting for rabbits. That's kind of what I was going there. Ravens Nation. trust me, it's early. I haven't had my coffee yet, and I got a two-hour meeting to get to. So, but with that being said, I won't bore everybody with the details. But with everything being said, Brandon, I really hope you get better, my friend. I appreciate you sticking it out. You know, I could have went solo today, but you're nice enough to at least grace us with your presence today under the weather, right?
You know, I do what I can.
Just get some Old Bay in that soup, you'll be better. There you go. So just, again, you know, just wanted to reiterate, I appreciate everybody tuning us into this season. We can't thank that enough, but here we go. I'm tickled to death at this. This is here. It's preseason eve. People are probably like, really, God, Josh, calm down. But Brandon, it's here, my friend. It's everybody. It's here. The season is upon us. I've been talking Ravens nonstop. Oh, and with that being said, we covered it to the max. I forgot one special thing. I just got, don't know me, Brandon. How could I forget this? Remember what happened this past weekend? I don't know if I told you. Yeah, well, you know, but how about the tweet I received?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
speaking,
tell everybody about it.
Italian GQ. Yeah, I want to tell everybody this. I only just realized this because I was looking at my mobile device here. Everybody, this was a special treat, and I'll get into this before we outro the show. Is I was going back and forth on Twitter, my friend, and if anybody doesn't know this, Ray Lewis put out a workout regimen a while back, and his backstory was, he uses a deck of cards, or he used a deck. He still does, but he used a deck of cards when he was little. Ray's story, and I do have the book that this is from. I can definitely share the book and where to find it, because it's a great story. It was told Ray obviously never had a father figure growing up. He reconnected since with his father. He got so ingrained in training that he said he never wanted a man to put his hand on his mother. So he trained hard every day to get to that point. So what he did in his bedroom as a young man, he would go through a deck of cards and go through sit-ups. So he would draw a card. If it was a 2, he'd do 2 sit-ups. If it was a 7, he would do 7 sit-ups. If he drew a face card in the deck, it was 10. If he drew an ace, it was 25. So he would go through all 52 cards, and whatever the card he drew, he would do that number of push-ups. Then he would reshuffle that deck, redraw cards, and he would do sit-ups. So I've been working this kind of spin in my way, and people were always wondering why I take it versus the gym. They're like, why are you taking? And it's a good talking point, but when you're sitting there working out and there's people around and you're sitting there flipping through a deck of cards in the gym and just doing your reps, people are like, okay, what are you doing? But I kind of worked out on my own. But well, one of my friends got wind of it because Ray put a hashtag out there called hashtag show me your Ray, where he was putting all these workout regimens, and he was getting, you know obviously all his followers out there to tweet him, pictures. So it was kind of really random how in my room I started to do my sit-ups and push-ups with the, I do other variations with the cards, but I mainly warm up with those. And I was in my room doing that, and I got 4 cards in. I laid down the 4th card, and I got the tweet, and Ray tweeted out there. He goes, who's using their deck of cards or something like that? And he's like, show me your Ray, ask that. So I quickly got to my phone, took a picture of the cards on there, and I tweeted it to Ray, and I said, show me your Ray. Well, my friend Paul saw it, so he tweets us, me and Ray, mentions me and Ray, and he goes, how does this actually work? Do you do the reps for the cards or what? So I chimed in right away, on Ray's behalf, answering it, saying, that's what you do. You know, you draw the card, like I just explained, you draw the card, do the face value, cards are this, aces are this. And I went on to say to him in a separate text, I said it was kind of funny because in the last sets I did, I drew 3 aces and it was brutal because that's 75 reps. So I was like, ooh, but it was fun. So I'm on my way to go golf with my friend on Sunday afternoon, and my phone pops up, mentioned by Ray Lewis, and it was my Twitter handle, and he responded, and I'm like, no, that can't be. So I get the phone, get the tweet, I looked it up, it's Ray Lewis tweeting us back and actually answering exactly what I said, and it was pure awesomeness, man. I mean, Ray Lewis tweeting you back, and then my buddy goes, he responds with the most classic line. If anybody knows my friend, it's just the way he is, but he goes, and when Ray responded with how you do the workout, he basically confirmed what I said. So my buddy goes, he tweets Ray back and says, I'll do it because Ray freaking Lewis is tweeting me back. And then he texted me and said, does he ever do this? And I said, no. Like, I've obviously tweeted Ray multiple times. I've done it ever since he's popped up on Twitter, since his retirement. But I've never responded. And people ask me, do players get – because you see it all the time on ESPN, like players are very, very chatty on social media. Not allowed to use Facebook. I know Tom Brady uses Facebook, especially when he took to the social media to express his displeasure for Deflategate, but that's another story. But a lot of Ravens use Twitter, and when Torrey was here, I've actually had Torrey tweet me back. Bernard Pollard was a popular one. He would tweet me back. I've had tweets from him and Torrey, but and I had one – Michael Orr, when he first popped up, he did one. I think I welcomed him to Baltimore, and it was like a short one, like thanks, bud, or something like that. But I got one back from Orr, so but never one from Ray. So I've always said that Ray tops the list of Twitter mentions right now, and I like to hear any stories out there. If it was a Ravens player they got a tweet back from, or a high-profile celebrity, or anybody they follow, whether it be one of their favorite band members or lead singers, I like to hear it. It's definitely good stories to hear, and because I like meeting celebrities all the time. So, again, I just wanted to throw it out there. was kind of a very fun story and something I'll always remember. So I did take a screenshot of that real quick. So I'll always remember that for the rest of my life. But I do have a Ray Lewis mention on my on my feed. It's pretty interesting.
That's very cool, man. Very cool. I've got to talk to a couple people. I got a tweet back from Bret Hart. I asked him what he thought of Alex Ovechkin, and he wrote back, he's no Sidney Crosby. I still like Bret Hart, but, you know, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's a little jab there, especially with you and your caps low.
Yeah, of course. But I've talked to Kevin Smith. I've talked to a couple other people, but it's always good to that's a wonderful thing about Twitter. If you use it correctly, you get to talk to all these great people that are very inspirational to you. So it's very cool to be able to interact with them that way.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, inspirational, I want to segue, obviously, and covering it to the max, we'll leave the crash out of there. But if anybody doesn't know, I will post this one to the Call Facebook page and as well as my Twitter some point today. But Ray Lewis actually has a new message out there. He spoke a few weeks ago towards the end of July to a graduation. 26 minutes of solid just oh my God, like, you gotta listen to it, dude. Like, Brandon, have you checked it out yet? I don't know if you've seen it.
I don't think I have, no.
No, it's I would highly recommend if anybody's got a half hour of their time free, whether it be a lunch break, a car ride. I mean, I've listened to it twice, actually three times already, and I do it because I have about a 45-minute car ride to work. I put that thing on YouTube and plug it into my speakers in my car, and I let it play. Because, I mean, you really have to watch the video, but just hear the audio. But, obviously you see Ray's passion. The video just goes hand in hand. But it's a message to this graduation class. And any Ray speech is phenomenal. But this one, this one just goes – it's not only beyond football, but I think a lot of people in this day and age in this world need to hear it because of – this world's chaotic, and we all know the bad things are going on in this world, and we want to fill this world with good. This message is really – it's inspirational. It's motivational, as always Ray is with inspiration and motivation, but it just has that good clear-cut message on you know, where to go in life and how to tackle life. And it's one to really if you want motivation for a Ravens game or anything, 25 good minutes of Ray Lewis will get you just want to run through walls. And it works. The dude is just phenomenal. I've shared this with my pastor, I've shared it with my dad. Very great message, and it's one for all to listen to, even if they're not football fans. I think they just really sit down and listen to what he has to say. He has a very great message for all of us out there. So I would definitely post that later today if all I haven't had it. But it's a good inspirational message from our general, Ray Lewis.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's about that time, buddy. Take us out the way you always do. Get us ready for this first preseason game.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you very much. And with that being said, Brandon, I really can't wait to get after it. It's preseason week one. Gotta get through these 4 weeks. I know they're grueling. I know they're painful. We don't get to see our team play. We do. It's the Ravens. I can care less because here's the thing. We know these games don't count. I'm excited to be down at the bank. I'm excited to be going down and, touching Johnny's foot and staring at Ray. I don't know what I do with Ray yet. I don't know if I really haven't touched Ray's foot, but I don't know. Still haven't figured out what to do with Ray. But it's just great to just be a part of United Plaza, see the statues, walk in. And I can't wait to check out the new Ravens upgrades to the stadium. It's here, guys. It's here. And I will let you all know how it is. I can't wait to see how this replay system is. I'll let you know how the Wi-Fi works while I'm tweeting and all that at the game. Definitely check the signal there, too. And I really can't wait to show some good pictures. I've seen some good displays the Ravens are doing. So I'll be definitely, if I'm not my seat, I might, because I never get to do this, and I'm going to take this time, I might actually get to walk around M&T Bank Stadium and take some pictures and see what's new there, because obviously during game time, I'm not moving from my seat. But I will definitely can't wait to get after what we've been talking about and bringing it all together and really seeing. I'm just excited for Ravens football all around. It's here. We're back to football 2015 style. Thursday night under lights against the Saints. Let's take it. Let's bottom Ravens. Let's fly high this preseason and let's get it going.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com. We'll be right back.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.